Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of Writing Excuses is brought to you by Audible. Visit audiblepodcast.com/excuse to start your free trial membership.
Season 10, Episode 3.
This is Writing Excuses, Q&A on idea development.
15 minutes long.
Because you're in a hurry.
And we're not that smart.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Mary.
I'm Howard.
And I'm Dan.
And we want to do this every month during Season 10. Where we are going to end the month with a podcast where we have a Q&A about the topic that's relevant. Now, in the future, we're going to be asking you to send in your questions. We're going to try to answer them on air regarding these topics. But right now, we have the fine folks from the Writing Excuses Retreat. They are going to model for you how to do this by asking us brilliant, engaging, and interesting questions for us to answer. They're all getting this deer in the headlights look. And in the future, hopefully, you will be able to do this for us. But let's go ahead and just start.
Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, ideas are hard. Is it ever acceptable for inexperienced writers to write derivative works?
Yes! Yes. I think that a derivative work is actually one of the best ways to start as a new author. One of the things that I recommend to people is that, I mean, take a fairy tale. And all you have to do is apply the techniques that we've been talking about, where you step it one or two to the side, and you have a whole new story. But you can use a plot structure that is already existing, and that's one less thing that you have to figure out what to do with.
Yeah, in screenwriting, one of the things they actually require in a lot of the screenwriting courses and programs is for you to write spec scripts for current television shows, knowing that you would never be able to sell these, that there's nothing you can do with them, but they can be a showpiece in your portfolio. Now, that's not as widely regarded in mainstream publishing as a way to get a job, but the fact that so many of them use it and it works so well speaks to its value.
Well, what you're really talking about with novels is fan fiction. And
yes.
So many, particularly in YA, so many of the really big writers came from fan fiction.
Mm-hmm. So if it's something that appeals to you, then yes, it's totally doable.
How do you keep from getting discouraged about your idea when something comes out that's incredibly similar?
Oh. That's a good one.
Nicholas, let me tell you.
Frickin' Dexter.
Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Oh. I Lies had, of Loch Lamora. It happened to me.
I had people emailing me, asking me. I make Schlock mercenaries in space, asking me if I'd seen this cool new show, Firefly. I am so glad it got canceled.
And our ratings tank.
Okay, so when I first started publicizing the John Cleaver books, and everyone mentioned Dexter and said, well, what are you going to do about this? Somebody, and I don't know who it was a random person on like Tor.com's message board, said, just like there can be a million different books about detectives or a million different TV shows about doctors, we can have a bunch of different books about serial killers. That's not who they are. That's just their job. And it's true. It just because it's similar, they're not going to do it the same way you're going to.
And in fairness, when I finally got around to watching Firefly, A, I was brokenhearted that it got canceled, and B, I looked at it and realized, this is nothing like what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see why people would feel like it is similar, But I handled these things differently.
There's a saying in puppet theater, the only competition is a bad puppet show. And what we mean is that if someone goes to something and it's fantastic, they want to see more puppet shows. So if someone comes out with an idea that's like yours, they want more of that.
Yep.
And you've just supplied it. Jason?
How do you know when your idea is a novel and when it's a short story?
It's a novel because...
because that's
sorry, I had to say that.
Yeah,
that's always Brandon's answer.
I suspect that we'll be talking about this a great deal when we get into the structure thing. Mm-hmm. For me, the things that I look at are the number of characters,
yeah,
and the number of plot ideas and the number of scenic locations that I'm requiring.
The further I've gotten in my career, the more I've realized that I have a lot of power over designing a story, taking a story any of these directions. A lot of the novellas I've been releasing earlier in my career, I would have only been able to write as a novel. Now I could write them as a novel or as a novella. And it really comes down to when you learn how to plot a sequence and get some experience doing it, you will get a feel for how long that sequence will take. And you can say, wow, I'll need more here to fill out the full novel. Or you can say, I'll just go ahead and take this as a short piece. But a lot of the if you go listen to our podcasts on short stories in the past, we'll have a bit of advice on this. I think the Mice Quotient one can talk a lot about this idea, which is the if you introduce one element and then bring out with that element, that can be a short piece a lot more easily than a novel can be.
I think that's back in season 6. Gamma?
So frequently you have magazines and anthologies that put out these themed calls for themed short stories. So should you only write for those if you already had a similar idea, or should you try to work with that idea to come up with a story to fit it?
Well, I think the first obvious answer is if that call for a particular theme gets you really excited, absolutely write that story. Because then even if you don't sell it, you've just written a story you're very excited about.
Yeah, I had recently a friend emailed me and said, hey, you know, I'm putting together an anthology. And this is the theme. And I replied and said, I got nothing. I got no ideas. I mean, unless you want me to tell a story about, and all of a sudden I had an idea for it and I sent it to him. And his response was, that sounds great. When can it be done? I feel like when you see a call for things like that, that might be an opportunity for you to step up and challenge yourself and see if you could write to that as a prompt.
Yeah. But you know, on the other hand, don't force yourself to write a story that you're not excited about or that you're not interested in, just on the off chance that this one particular anthology will pick it up.
Ditto all of that.
Hey, writers. Are you thinking about learning a new language? I think exploring the world, experiencing other cultures, and being able to communicate with people outside your everyday experience lets you create richer, better stories. A great way to do that is with Rosetta Stone, a trusted expert for over 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. They use an immersive technique which leads to fast language acquisition. It's an intuitive process that helps you really learn to speak, listen, and most of all, think in the language you're trying to learn. They also feature true accent speech recognition technology that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's like having a voice coach in your home. Learn at home or on the go with a desktop and mobile app that let you download and access lessons even when you're offline. And it's an amazing value. A lifetime membership gives you access to all 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, and, of course, Korean. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Writing Excuses listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's stop for our book of the week. And actually, we have one of our students, Sunil, giving us the book of the week.
My book is City of Stairs by Robert Jackson Bennett, a book I have not been able to shut up about. The author describes it as Game of Thrones meets Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. It's an epic fantasy where the gods are all dead because one guy went around and killed them. It's a spy novel where one country is colonizing the country that used to colonize them. It's also a murder mystery. Unlike a lot of epic fantasies, it's influenced by Eastern European and South Asian cultures. The main character is a woman of color, and there are two middle-aged women supporting characters. It tackles a lot of heavy topics, but it never loses its sense of fun. It's an absolute pleasure to read.
I want to read this book.
Yeah, I'm in.
Robert Jackson Bennett's a great author. His stuff is wonderful.
My assistant loved this book and posted on my blog like a long explanation of how much he loved it.
Audible.com, audiblepodcast.com/excuse. You can start a free trial membership. City of Stairs by Robert Jackson Bennett, narrated by Alma Cuervo.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Okay, so when you come up with an idea for a story and it's in a setting or maybe even a genre that you're not familiar with, how can you practice setting description?
Well, I have an exercise for that, and since no one else seems to be jumping in. So what I do is I pick a location for just a random location in the space, and I sit down and I take my POV character and I start describing it. And I basically just have my POV character. So this is a free writing exercise. So that's one thing that I do. And then the other thing that I do is that I will look at something else that is set in that genre, and I will key it, I will re-key it in. So I will, like, I want my book to sound like, oh, I don't know, Patrick Rothfuss. And so I will sit down and key in a chapter of Patrick Rothfuss. I'll just retype it, which gets those rhythms into my fingers. And then I will go back to that first thing that I wrote with my character. And I've already, at this point, laid out the groundwork, and now I will rewrite it and aim for getting that tone.
Yeah. That's what she's describing may sound kind of freaky, but on the art side, I find that tracing something that someone else has drawn that you want to learn how to draw. No, I'm never going to publish something that I've traced from somebody else, but the exercise of tracing it informs a portion of my brain about how these lines go down. Informs a portion of Mary's brain about how these words go down. It's a neat exercise.
Excellent.
Adam.
When should you give up on an idea, even though you have a lot of passion for it?
Ooh. There are lots of ways to answer this. One that commonly comes up is the one that Mary mentioned with Lock-In, the John Scalzi book, where an idea had started him along the path to writing this book, and then by the end of the book, the idea is in the book. And in that case, I would say it's when the idea you came up with is distracting from what has become the main plot of the book. That's one reason to abandon one, is when shoehorning this in no longer fits. You can always take that idea and say, you know what, I'll do this later. I can do it for a sequel, or I can do it for another story at some point.
You can also look at something, and if you realize that it's going to cause you to write a book that is problematic, or a story that is problematic because you are, you know, inadvertently reinforcing a negative paradigm about racism or sexism or something, you may look at it and go, you know what, I love this. I actually have a story idea that I love it and I will never, ever write it because of the negative paradigms that it reinforces about sexism. I would have been writing a sexist story that it was just like incredibly misogynistic, and so which is kind of funny. So those are some reasons. And then one other that I would say is, if it's failing to fire, if you don't understand the conflict, two episodes ago, I think, I talked about the thing with the honey ants, and that is actually a story I wound up writing. But I had to set it aside for about 3 years before I had a story to hang on it.
Yeah, my story in the Writing Excuses anthology, An Honest Death, I had that decision point. And I think it's important to show this as a contrast. I was stuck on the story, and I realized I was stuck because the idea that I was in love with was not fitting with the story the way I was writing it. And what I decided to do is go back and reread that idea and look at that idea and write that idea backwards into the story, because that was what I was in love with. And when I started doing that, the fire was lit again, and I knew how to fix it. If that doesn't work, then it's probably time to pick something else.
Yeah. Now, you know what you don't do is abandon an idea just because you've convinced yourself that it's not going to sell somewhere or that nobody else will like it. You know, if you are still passionate about it and so passionate that you want to keep going, just keep going. If it's working for you, that's what matters at this point.
And Marty.
So aside from work that you might have under contract, if you have a lot of ideas multiple at a time, are there? How do you decide what to work on next if you have a lot you'd like to explore?
Oh, boy. I have to do this so often. and it's actually quite frustrating sometimes that I have so many contracts. Now, that's...
Sadness.
But, you know, an early part of my career when I finished a book, and before I was published, I was able to say, what am I most excited about now? Let's write that. Nowadays, I have to say, what has the most recent, the most closest deadline, and how can I get excited about it, as opposed to the other way around?
Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, right now, your question, whatever you're most excited about, you know? You read through your idea book, and you go, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah, that one, you know? Whichever, that one that jumps out to you. Or, you know, if none of them in particular... then start combining them together.
I have I think I'm kind of uniquely positioned among the cast in that there are ideas that I have, and I know that I can write down a few notes about the idea and then hire a writer and an illustrator and a colorist to execute these as a, you know, as a bonus story in the back of a Schlock Mercenary book. And that is so incredibly rewarding, to be able to take an idea and hand it to people who are creative in different ways and see it take on a life and a vision that's different. That's fun. It's expensive. But sometimes it pays for itself.
You know, one thing that I want to mention here, and this is in conjunction with the last one, kind of what along with Dan, the lines what Dan said, I would suggest taking some of them and doing a few, a little write of each one.
Yeah.
And see what one you're really getting gripped by that first chapter. But the danger of that is, a lot of times writers will find a habitual place where they abandon the story. And if they write one chapter and then are always, chapter two is always hard, and they start on chapter two and then tell themselves, oh, this idea must not be good enough. Or, you know, when to abandon the story you're passionate about. You may hit that point, that 75% point or whatever it is for you, and every story feel like it's time to abandon the story. You want to not get in the habit of abandoning stories. And that could happen with the free write on each of these different ideas.
Yeah, and that's why you'll hear the advice to early career writers to finish everything that you write, because you're learning to identify which ideas. You're still training that part of your brain, the identification part, and you have to figure out your own process and where the difficult stage comes for you.
Dan, you have a writing exercise for us.
That's right. We've been talking about ideas all month long. Next month, we're talking about character. So get ready for that. Take one of the ideas that we've done. You can be one of the ideas you worked on in a previous exercise or something new that you have in your idea book somewhere. One idea you're very excited about, and then do one of my favorite writing exercises. You're going to audition five characters for the role of main character in your story. Five people who are completely different. Different backgrounds, different jobs, different levels of expertise, different ages, different ethnicities, different genders. And, you know, people that you would never think would be a good protagonist in your story. Try them out. Find some way that they could fit into that story.
All right. This has been Writing Excuses. You're out of excuses. Now go write.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.